Welcome back to the Navy Federal Credit Union postgame show. Air Force defeats Hawaii by a final score of 56-26 as the Falcons improved to 5-2 on the season and 3-1 in the Mountain West, and they have won their last two games in a row. Kevin White here at the Ford Sports Desk. Let's take a look at what took place around the Mountain West this past weekend. And this week's action got underway last night. UNLV paid a visit to Fresno State. Bulldogs didn't seem affected by their loss to Air Force last weekend. They beat the Rebels 56-27. UNLV, meanwhile, unable to carry any momentum from its shocking win at Vanderbilt last Saturday. Starting off the action today was New Mexico and Wyoming. The Lobos came into today still looking for their first Mountain West win. Wyoming trying to bounce back from its loss to San Diego State last weekend. Pokes able to hold off the Lobos for a 23-10 win. San Diego State trying to assert itself as the top team in the West Division and was able to make a compelling case for that tonight, holding off San Jose State 27-17. The Aztecs now 6-1 overall and 3-1 in the Mountain West. The Spartans are 3-4, 1-3 in the Mountain West, but are far from the pushover from years past. Number 14, Boise State, over in Provo, looking to continue its undefeated season against a BYU team who, despite its 2-4 record entering tonight, has been known to sneak up on some quality teams with wins over Tennessee and USC. And the Broncos became the next victim of the pesky Cougars tonight, falling 28-25, and that game wasn't even that close. It was 28-10 Cougars at the end of three quarters. That puts SMU and Appalachian State in the driver's seat for a berth in a New Year's Six bowl game. And Nevada and Utah State got together over in Logan. The Aggies yet to lose in conference entering tonight, while Nevada has had some great games, but also some bad ones as well. So this game was dependent on which Wolfpack team would show up. Unfortunately for those in Reno, it's the bad Nevada team that showed up tonight. Aggies rolled to a 36-10 victory. And with that win, Utah State now tied with Boise at the top of the Mountain Division. And looking at these Mountain West Division standings, Boise State, Utah State at the top at 3-0. Air Force just a half game behind at 3-1. Wyoming is 2-1. And over in the West Division, San Diego State on top 3-1. Fresno State is 1-1. Hawaii and Nevada are each 1-2. This has been a look around the Mountain West. Coming up, we'll take a look at some scores from the big games involving teams from the top 25 around college football here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA. Welcome back to the Navy Federal Credit Union postgame show as Air Force defeats Hawaii by a final score of 56-26 as the Falcons improve to 5-10 on the season and 3-1 in the Mountain West. Kevin White here at the Ford Sports Desk. Let's take a look at the action that took place today among the top 25 teams in college football. Major upsets are what give college football its unique excitement, and this week we were treated to one in the top 10 as number 6 Wisconsin fell victim to Illinois.
This will be a 39-yard attempt from the middle of the field for James McCourt with 4 seconds left. Wisconsin 23, Illinois 21. The Badgers have no timeouts. They can't stop it. McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up, and it is good! Yes! Good!
Let's go!
Upset.
Let's go, baby!
Upset and champagne!
Brian Barnhart with Illinois and Learfield IMG College on the call. That 39-yard James McCourt field goal seals the win for the Illini in a game in which their offense was not at its best, but the defense stepped up and forced 3 Wisconsin turnovers to give the Illini the chance to win it at the end. The Badgers enter this game as 30.5-point favorites. In another stunning upset, Vanderbilt, remember them losing to UNLV last week? Well, the Commodores have turned the upset fortunes back onto a ranked team. Number 22, Mizzou, was the victim this time as they fall to a Vandy team with only one win entering today. Final score of that one, 21-14. Top-ranked Alabama hosted a struggling Tennessee team earlier tonight, and the Tide rolled in that one 35-13. However, Alabama did not come away unscathed. Tua Tagovailoa has suffered an ankle injury, and Nick Saban has said he'll be out, quote, a week or two. So the Tide will be without the presumptive top pick in the NFL draft for their next game at Arkansas. Fortunately for Alabama, they will have a bye before their huge matchup with LSU in 3 weeks. Speaking of the Tigers, the second-ranked LSU Tigers continue to roll as they tame the Mississippi State Bulldogs 36-13. Number 3 Clemson, number 5 Oklahoma each had easy wins over conference opponents. The Tigers 45-10 over Louisville, and the Sooners 52-14 winners on top of West Virginia. Number 7 Penn State hosted number 16 Michigan. This game had many asking, will Jim Harbaugh finally win a big game against a highly ranked opponent? Well, it's been much of the same for the Wolverines in big matchups as they lose to the Nittany Lions 28-21, causing more unrest among the Michigan faithful. Number 9, Florida chomps down the South Carolina Gamecocks 38-27. Gators rose up in the fourth, outscoring the Gamecocks 21-7 in the final period. Number 10, Georgia shuts out Kentucky 21-0. Number 11, Auburn takes care of business against Arkansas 51-10. Number 12, Oregon and number 25, Washington were locked in a fierce battle for supremacy in the Pac-12 North. Two outstanding quarterbacks leaving it all out on the field, but it would come down to which defense can come up with one big stop.
Three receivers come out to the left. And Eason, you got to put a little pressure on him, but you got to cover. Motion to the right goes Bocelli. Fourth down and three. Snap to Eason. Back to throw. Quick throw. Incomplete! Not a good throw from Eason. Tried to get it to Puka Nacua, and he let him too much, and Oregon's going to get the ball back with 54 seconds remaining, and the Huskies can only stop the clock twice.
That was Jerry Allen on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. The stop by the Ducks with 54 seconds left seals the win as Oregon remains undefeated in conference play and is in the driver's seat for the lead in the Pac-12 North. In a pivotal game for control of the Pac-12 South, number 13 Utah stepped up on defense to keep number 17 Arizona State out of the end zone. Utes win it 21-3. Number 15, Texas had its hands full with Kansas as this one did not go as expected for the Longhorns as the Mad Hatter kept his team in the game, forcing the Longhorns to have to win it on their final possession.
5 seconds remaining in the game. Dicker from 33 yards out. Good snap and hold. Dicker's kick is up, and the kick is good! It's good! Dicker, the kicker, comes through again, and the Longhorns win this one 50-48.
Longhorns able to take the final lead of the game on that last-second 33-yard field goal from Cameron Dicker as they avoid the same fate as Wisconsin and Missouri. Number 23, Iowa hangs on and avoids falling to Purdue, squeaking out a 26-20 win. This has been a look at scores from around the top 25 in college football. Coming up, we'll wrap things up, get you ready for the Falcons' next game against Utah State next week here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA. Welcome back to the Navy Federal Credit Union postgame show as Air Force defeats Hawaii by a final score of 56-26, and the Falcons improved to 5-2 on the season and 3-1 in the Mountain West. Kevin Wyatt burning the midnight oil here at the Ford Sports Desk. Air Force now finds itself just one win away from bowl eligibility. And as last season was winding down and throughout the offseason, there was talk about how this Falcons team was about to take a big step forward in 2019 and that they'd be on a whole different level. And man, have they shown it thus far. Air Force is 5-2, 3-1 in the Mountain West. The only losses were to Boise State, a top 25 team, and to Navy, a top rival who always gives its best effort against the other service academies. And those games are always toss-ups despite either team's records. Other than those two games, this Air Force team has beaten Colorado of the Pac-12, Fresno State, who's the reigning Mountain West champion, and a San Jose State team who itself is much improved. And tonight, they beat Hawaii out on the islands with all the rigorous travel and the distractions that come with being at a tropical tourist destination. With all that said, the Falcons are one win away from bowl eligibility and have their sights set on much more than that. They've got 5 games left, 2 of which are incredibly winnable. 3 games against Utah State, Army, and Wyoming will be tough, but Army has had its struggles and has lost 3 straight games. Both Utah State and Wyoming will be at home. There's still a lot of football to be played, but Boise State has shown itself to be mortal and has also yet to play Utah State and Wyoming. Air Force is certainly within striking distance of a 10-win season, and not only that, if the Falcons can win out and Boise were to stumble and lose 2 more games, then the Falcons very well could find themselves in the conference title game as the representative from the Mountain Division. But it is still a ways away, and there is a lot of football to be played. But no time to rest for the Falcons. They are set to board their plane in the next hour or so and take about an 8-hour flight back to Colorado Springs. And once they get back, it's game prep time for Utah State, who is now tied with Boise at the top of the Mountain Division. So this game is sure to have major implications in the playoff standings. That'll do it for us here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA. Air Force defeats Hawaii by a final score of 56-26. The Falcons improved to 5-2 on the season and 3-1 in the Mountain West. For everyone here at Learfield IMG College and the Air Force Academy, for Jim Arthur and Jesse Kurtz, this is Kevin Wyatt saying so long from the Ford Sports Desk. Our next broadcast will be the Troy Calhoun Show, live with Jim Arthur from CBN Potts. That'll be on Wednesday at 6:30 on AM 740 KVOR in Colorado Springs. The Falcons' next game will be on Saturday when they return home to face Utah State. Kickoff set for 8:15. Pregame will begin at 6 p.m. locally on KVOR. The rest of the network will join us at 7:30. And until next time, have a very pleasant good evening, everybody.
You've been listening to The Postgame Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union.